Hi, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. And tonight, my guest is Elena Lieberman. Elena Lieberman is my original Akashic Record teacher, and we're going to be talking to her tonight. I've had some interesting emails with questions about the Fire the Grid project, so we're going to go into the records and see what the record keepers have to say about that. They gave me a message for the group tonight, and then we'll be talking to Elena about that. But before we go any farther, what I'd like to do is give you the telephone numbers to call in to us. The telephone numbers toll free here in the U.S. are 877-876-5227, or toll-free from Canada is 888-815-9756, or the direct line is 530-876-3222. And do want to remind you that those are not rollover numbers, so if you get a busy signal, do keep trying. We really want to hear from you. And if you would like to email your questions, you certainly may do that. And you can email me at akashicwisdom, that's akashicwisdom at AOL.com. And I am online now, ready for your emails as well as your calls. But before we even get to any calling, I also want to direct you to the Akashic Record Consultants International website at arc-akashicrecords.org. And Elena and I are both members, founding members of that organization, and so we'll be telling you a little bit more about that and the conference coming up in October, and how you can actually learn how to access your own Akashic Records, because not only does Elena have a workshop coming up in Chicago, but I have one coming up in Cleveland, and you can go to that website and see what is available in your area as well. Okay, well, welcome, Elena. I'm so happy to have you live on the show. We did a great recording show last week, and I know that there are probably people standing by that were anxious to actually talk to you in person from that great show that we recorded last week. So how have you been this week?
Oh, very well, very well. And it was a great pleasure to be on the show last week, and I certainly look forward to this week and to people's responses.
You get a good response when, you know, people love to call and talk to you after you've been on the show. Is that correct?
I get a lot of, when I send out a notice for the show, I get a very nice response.
That's great.
And I feel that it's an energetic field that goes out. I get people saying hello. I get people for appointments, people interested in classes, because it really focuses the energy. It's been wonderful, actually.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
That's great. Well, I'm glad you found benefit from it.
We
The whole purpose of our show is to bring information to people about the Akashic Records that is different than what they typically believe. I think you'll agree that when a person hears Akashic Records, they typically think of maybe Edgar Cayce and past lives and possibly even regression, and that's not at all what we're about. We are really more about helping people in the here and now understand what's blocking them from being all that they can be and understanding what their greatness is. Would you agree with that?
I would agree very much with it, and today even I was with someone who's really become a close friend.
Uh-huh.
Who I originally met in a consultation, and he took the class a number of years ago. And, you know, it's when you've been doing the work, you don't realize how much it's expanded.
Right.
When you've been involved in the records a long time, you suddenly realize, and one of our comments, what we're working on now is the concept that it is a primary substance which records in a field, a very refined field of essence, as well as the creative. So it's recording and creating at the same time. You're tapping into an origin of record and creation, something that is more subtle than light. And that information that's being emphasized is not in the alchemical community, it's in the scientific community. People like Irvin Laszlo, who make it clear that the Akashic field is an essence field, which is more refined than light, can move faster than light, that manifests very, very quickly. It is in the area that is not surface. It's below in the spiritual reality. So it's manifesting from a spiritual reality into a more dense material reality, which has a different style of consciousness to it.
And different style of communication as
and
well.
And a different style of communication. There are people who will work with the records who may work entirely in a creative fashion, artistically, or tapping in different ways. I mean, and it is held, it's not in a localized field. What does that mean? That means that it's all over at once everywhere beyond time and space, which is very important. That's why you can communicate simultaneously with other levels and planes in a variety of ways, whatever is appropriate for that particular experience and personality.
That's interesting that you say that, because I'm actually in August going to be offering a workshop, a level one workshop, that is specifically for creative people, whether
mm-hmm.
they be actors, writers, artists, sculptors, musicians. And it's the focus on the level one will be specifically for the creative types that will want to use the records in their medium of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an interesting experiment to actually have an Akashic level one Akashic record class specifically for that community.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done it before. I don't know
I
if any of the other
terrific.
Teachers.
It reminds me that I wanted to share something for people also in the creative arts.
Uh-huh.
For a number of years, I was in the performing arts, and I kept the two areas separate. I felt like if I brought the Akashic area into my life for the performing arts, I would be distracted, pulled too far out to be focused in a type of setting which involved being present with an audience as well as the inner development, say, of a character or musically.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't until the last last couple of years that I was able to integrate the two and actually use it. I had years of voice instruction. Now I'm on my own to develop my show. So I actually tapped into the records for images to show me how to work with tone and communication and actual technicalities about vocal production. I used the Akashic records. This was the first time in my life, even though I studied voice most of my life, that I was able to do that. Now, I worked in the records since 1990. I never pulled the two together. That was a great blessing for me, and I feel like I'm much more integrated. And that's the thrust I feel right now, at least for myself and the information we get from other people,
sure.
is that the thrust is on integration and manifestation in all levels receiving the soul inspiration without limit.
Yeah, I you know, it's interesting, you know, you speak of the soul without limit, and we were going to talk about that firing the grid, because I really think that also combines with what we're talking about. It was but I want you to finish your thought and feel complete on what you're saying about creativity before we move on to another subject.
Well, creativity is a limitless synthesis from all levels. And it certainly taps into the soul, because when you work with creativity, you're dealing with new mixes or manifestations of something in the artist's life which have not come to fruition yet. They don't exist in form. And suddenly it comes through. You're tapping into something that, and you don't know exactly where it's coming from, and suddenly the pieces are manifest before you. So if you look at the Akasha as the primary substance on all levels, coming from all layers of recording, from the soul level, and then suddenly you're tapping in for a creative project, it allows you to pull all of this information, all this creation into a single pathway. It depends where you focus. you focus your intention, and then to create whatever is needed. And it's very interesting because you feel, when you work in the records, you feel that you are not making it up yourself. You feel that there's another level, something beyond self is more easily accessed. When you read the diaries of very famous artists, they will always say, I'm releasing something from beyond myself. And Michelangelo was an example. He saw something outside of himself that he was releasing, and it existed already.
Right.
To him. But when we're working with the Akasha, we're also getting information in a way that is not our habitual way, even of creating. So
well,
you're getting additional perception.
Right. Even the journaling that happens, I think we've mentioned this before, that a person can journal information from the records based on their questions, and they don't, and it's, and in some cases, I've experienced this and others experienced it also, that at the time that you're, two different things happen. One time, you think what you're writing isn't all that profound, and you go back a few days later and can't even remember you writing it.
Mm-hmm.
Another time, when you actually are in also another way, is you're in the flow and you're actually observing the profundity of what's coming through you, and it's like the observer observing the act of self and soul merging together. It's quite fascinating.
Mm-hmm. That point is important because our concern in working with the records is that we go to a level of truth,
yes,
which creates a completion or clarity in our life many times to make us feel like we can go on, we can do this. It's a support.
Yeah.
And in working to that level, you are able to circumvent the usual venues of your personality and go into something that feels more on target in a very deep way that resonates on all levels of your being.
Mm-hmm.
It's, in a sense, almost beyond control. So you're not control. You're not. When we control, we put boundaries on something that, when you work in the records, is boundless. So you're getting information that feels like it's a wellspring welling up from a very profound level, and you're able to integrate it or align with it in such a way that you say, "This is part of me, yet it comes from beyond me." And,
yes,
and believe it. You have a strong sense that this is the truth within the deep levels of heart. When you work very wholeheartedly, very sincerely in the records,
and on
come
a regular
into
basis.
This place.
And I would say also on a regular basis.
Yes, working on a regular basis creates a deepening
right.
To tap in to become familiar with being in that depth or that level. And you won't be there at all times, but you're willing to keep going in and explore and be still. Being still is important. You're still in the energy till it wells up. It's almost like it's ready to come forward.
I've experienced almost like it's like a burst or a birthing of energy.
Yes, it is at times.
Yeah, at times, and there are times where I will continue to write. And it will. I have to stop. I can't bring forth any more. It's
mm-hmm.
like, okay, I get tired. It doesn't happen very often, but I've had that experience. And also in the level one, we when my level ones, although they're all of our, just as a comment to our listeners, when Akashic Record Consultant International teacher teaches a level one class, we all have our different styles. We all work with the record keepers as a way of guiding the class and the processes. Although there's a manual that has been published and that we use that is a part of our teaching through Akashic Record Consultants International, the group itself is what actually creates the class that it needs from the energies
mm-hmm.
of those present.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been times, what I was saying is that we have dabbled in the creativity of people opening their records to write or to create a design or to create music or to create poems, or they bring their art projects with them, and we've dabbled, but not for a whole entire class, I love the idea that you are working with the energy and the work as an essence of creativity at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's
yeah.
Very important.
It is important. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. In fact, you have a class coming up next weekend, don't
next
you?
Next weekend, yes, we have
it's
people coming in.
It's a basic level one, correct?
Basic level one,
Yeah, go ahead.
It will be formed. The focuses will be formed by the people attending the class. We have a very diverse group of diverse backgrounds and from some different countries, too, it happens.
Oh, that's
so there'll be a mix. There'll be different cultures, a few people of different cultures coming.
Uh-huh.
And some are coming from different states. But the point here is that we come together with this common intention. And then, as you mentioned, the energy is held by the group in a certain way. And as you move with the energy deepening, there are reflections. It's almost like different mirrors being held up in the group to work with through the sharing of their own inner journey and their own journaling process.
Right, right. Well, you're having one in Chicago, and I'm having one in Cleveland. In fact, I have some folks coming from different states to mine as well.
Mm-hmm.
And any of you listeners who are out there, if you're closer to Chicago or you're closer to Cleveland, or doesn't make any difference which one you want to come to, whichever class that you're drawn to, I have a few spaces left. Do you have a few spaces left in yours,
mm-hmm.
Elena?
We have a few spaces. Mm-hmm.
So please give us a call. In fact, Elena, why don't you give your phone number right now so people can get a hold of you?
The phone number is 773-743-8104.
And do you want to give your email address?
My email address is radiantcenter@yahoo.com. That's radiantcenter@yahoo.com.
Great. And if you folks want to contact me, my information's on the BBS radio webpage there that I have for my show. But if you'd like to just take a piece of paper, my telephone number is 216-691-1233. And remember, if you're going to be emailing some questions today for Elena or myself or both of us, we would love to hear from you. You can certainly email right this minute at akashicwisdom@aol.com. That's AKASHIC wisdom, WISDOM, @aol.com. And the telephone numbers that you can call in for to get your questions asked are, if you're in the United States, you can call toll free at 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or if you're going to be in another country and would like to call direct, it's our country code is 01 and it's 530-876-3222. So, Elena, tell me, did you have a chance on Tuesday, the 17th? Were you able to meditate at the appropriate time for the firing of the grid?
I did not do it. I am familiar with the story and what was going on with it. I was not able to do it.
And your records are open right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to just read for folks before the show. Again, we had some questions that were emailed in about what do the records say about this and what is really going on and things like that, and is this for real and all that other information. And so I'm going to just read what the record keepers gave me right before the show, and then let's discuss that. How's that? Is that okay with you? Great. Okay. So I asked the record keepers to give us some information on firing the grid project. And caller, just wait for a moment while I read this. Okay, so what the record keeper said was, fire the grid project is an awareness of the contract humans have with Mother Earth. The condition of the Earth mirrors the condition of the human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the firing of the grid is a way to bring humanity back to knowing their own power and magnificence. When humans connect with their divinity, or with their divinity within, and know they are divine, and that they are more than just a spark of God, they are an individual light, a part of the greater light. Fire the Grid and the upcoming Project Cause will help illuminate what we have been encouraging and talking about for eons. Expanding your light, moving into your knowing, and accepting the love of your own divinity and power is what is needed to shift the world. This tiny planet is but a speck in size, yet its inhabitants are major players. Every human, are major players on the game board of the cosmos. Humans play small because they are afraid of their wonderment. Make no mistake, the instruction to go into your own joy each day is the path to creating a blissful planet. Every human has had disappointments and struggle, and every human has had joys and happiness. The question is, which one is at the forefront of your mind or thoughts, and what is running your life? And so that's what the record keepers had to say in response to what this this phenomena is all about. So do you have any caller? I'll get you in just a minute. Hang with us. But I really want to get Elena's comments on that first.
My comment on that is that when you live, even if it be for 5 minutes, in the vibration of your joy, in a way that for that time you truly believe it, you completely shift the frequency. You completely uplift your entire, not only the conscious reality, but the underlying vibration, the inner light, the light of formation that that creates the form.
Right.
And that is what she's tapping into. I thought it was very interesting and significant, although she described her life as negative before. She did not have a lot of formulation about God, except that she didn't believe in it.
Uh-huh.
She didn't. She was a blank. There's an element of her being a blank slate.
Yes.
On it. She just said, "No, I don't believe in it. I've suffered," and that was a block. But it also kept her from having whole strings of resistance about what would be given to her.
Right.
So she, right. In a sense, there was an odd kind of innocence that she had.
Yes.
She had an innocence in the sense that whatever she would, because she did not have a lot of constructs about God, she was open to receive in the moment of her death.
Yes.
She was open to receive instruction. And so it didn't run by, you know, all the priests have told me. At that point, there weren't priests. There weren't anything that she had to run it by. It just was received. It was like a clear, it was indeed a clear channel.
Mm-hmm.
And her body also was lifeless. So there was no resistance, really. So she was able to have clarity and able to slowly be infused. Actually, the sense I also get around it with the records open is that she was infused far beyond, she said it was on the disc that she had the frequency, but actually she was being infused on layers that were non-conscious.
Yes.
And vibrational layers, so that she had the right structure personality, but it was way behind her, underneath her personality, what she has now received. And so when you talk about a grid, there is that quantum saturation that at a certain point, which is not known, when there is the elevation of consciousness, the entire frequency will shift and there will be a revelation. There will be a higher plane of reality that will become the earth plane.
Right.
And that's what this is moving towards.
And I also know that we as a species have contracted to elevate the vibration of ourselves via being on this planet.
Yes, in that sense, there has been a thinning of boundary or thinning of walls into higher levels, and it's accepted. It's as if it can flow much more easily through.
Yes.
Less dense, and that's the movement. There is a great deal of density on the planet too, but for a large number of people, you'll see, especially now, that there are things that were not accepted 10 years ago as far as spiritual perception are on television. They're pretty normal.
Yeah, right. And the programming is totally different than that what is accepted now would never be accepted years and years ago, that's for sure.
There's a lashback, too. There is that part that comes up, too. A darkness comes up, too. But there's also a brightness.
Yes, that's right.
That comes up.
Right. Okay, do we still have our caller on the line?
Yes.
Okay, hi. And who are we speaking with?
Hi. I just emailed you with my full name. I used the name Nancy the last time I called 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And you had answered a question that I had, but I had another question about your answer.
Okay. All right. Okay. I know that I have the email in front of me. I don't know what the question is, darling, so you'll have to give the question, and I'll tell you what. Give the question, and both Ellen and I will give you our impression of it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. And we're just going to work. Right now, we have only our own records open, and that's the way we chose to work with this particular program. So we will do that in service to you for this particular program.
Okay, well, it's kind of a general question, too, so it might fit in both modalities. You had told me that I was, that the records told you that I was going to be doing some writing about my life's journey, and also I thought a book that I've been planning to write about for children.
Uh-huh.
And you said that you saw a lot of children around me.
Okay.
And I said that there were no children around me, but it made me think about a possible scenario that I had been considering about going with some friends to the New Mexico area, and it was going to be in service to some children there. And I had kind of decided I wasn't going to do that. I was going to move to a different area and do more creative work, more artwork and writing. And so I was wondering if there was I had created this one possible scenario, and that was kind of still in the Akashic Records, even though I had decided against it, if that was still there, and if it might be sort of blocking my new plan, or how that might be working. But I understand how the Akashic Records can be changing from moment to moment, depending on what we're
your free will choice.
We're doing,
but let me just make a comment to you though, dear. Is that the records didn't tell you what they saw you doing? They so much they taught you at the here and now. That's the picture that I was given. So I don't want you to think about it was. And what was happening is in your field there was a book that you were considering writing. I want to make it clear that we were not predicting the future here.
Yeah,
I really want to make that clear,
yeah.
And I'm not sure how you heard it, but I really want to make it clear that that was not a part of the comments. The comments were not predicting the future. They were helping you understand what was around you.
Okay.
And
well,
what was possible.
The book is kind of in progress.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so that's why it was there.
Yeah.
Think.
But there were really in the physical no children around me, although I have been thinking a lot about these children in the New Mexico area that I was thinking about going and assisting, but I don't actually
But your
have.
Book is about children.
Pardon? Well, yeah.
Your
book's
a children's
about
book, right?
But I think you were, I don't know, I got the impression that you were talking about actionable children, in the body and...
Because it was 2 weeks ago, I don't even. And there was like,
well,
that,
yeah,
well, you know. So, so just ask the question, and then we can go ahead and move into that. That would be the best way to do it.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm wondering if this decision that I've made is the correct one. Although, I don't know how to define that term correct, but the other project seemed. Just didn't feel quite right to me, And it seemed overwhelming when I thought about it, and a lot of fears would come up. Whereas the plan that I've decided on seems to be more in keeping with my chosen goals and more comfortable.
So my question is, have
I made the right decision?
You know, I want to just tell our listeners, make a comment on this, and Elena, you can feel free to jump in on this one anytime you want. But the idea here is what's important for you to know, sweetie, is that the records will never tell you what to do. This is not about right. This is about where your joy is and what.
Yeah, well, that's
good.
What I mean. Where is my joy? Is that
no? The record keepers can't tell you where your joy is.
Well, is the decision that I made the decision that's going to give me the most joy?
Well, go ahead, Elena. You give.
Well, let me say first about what I receive on this individual.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a reporter. That you have a tremendous ability to write through observation and feeling, and that I would continue in any locale to note, to write, and to express feelings and details. You're very good at recording details.
I have a lot of Gemini in my chart.
and you're vivid. And wherever you go, these observations, you know, when you write a book or you write a piece or you write articles, I feel strongly you should write articles. These can be for children and adults both. And that wherever you go, you may be writing the beginning, middle, or end of something which is not completely shaped for you. So just keep writing, and the order emerges over a period of time. So that you take a path that is not too challenging for you. So there's an ease, so your talent can come out without being pressured. You have the nature to back away from feeling pressured. You don't like that. So what I'm getting on you is to take the route where you feel it's a pace you can handle, and that to continue to observe. You observe with the goal. You're speaking of having a goal in mind. That's only one part of your what's going on here. The other part is honing your skill, honing a way of life, in which you observe, you write colorfully, vividly, and you write about what came up with children or adults. You have the ability to capture the nature of little children in writing, as well as adults, as well as seniors, all of this, and also wild cats, also animals, their nature, their playfulness. All of this goes into skillful writing and different styles, be it fiction with a message or a message that you want to convey, but sometimes it's through stories and observation.
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
So the path to choose is the one that feels there's a need to be comfortable, to not be pressured here.
Yeah, that will foster my creativity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Is that helpful for you,
yeah,
dear?
Yeah.
Great.
That sounds
so
good.
So the idea here is to really go within and really ask your higher being of where you're going to feel the most joy.
Yeah.
And where it's going to feel the less stressful, as Elena mentioned.
Yeah.
And what feels right to you, it's not about allowing anyone to tell you what they think is right for you. It's more about what do you feel is right for you.
Yeah. And it also has to do with long-term goals and how that, you know, the next step will get me to the longer-term goals, but it feels like if I take too much on, that I'm not going to get to those long-term goals.
Right. Well, because it's about don't bite off more than you can chew. Bite off what you can comfortably feel good about.
Yes. Uh-huh. And not
Absolutely.
Try to be a hero. that was what
well, you will be a hero. It's just a matter of it's one step at a time.
Yeah.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Good.
And that was very
Thank
accurate
you.
About
Thank you for calling in.
About my writing. You're welcome. Thank you for your
Thank
time.
You. Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I really enjoy when people call in and we can share with them our work. To me, that's probably one of the most fulfilling things that I can do within the records, is to teach and to share and to really encourage people to step into their own.
Every person has such a rich journey.
Yeah,
it's one of the reasons this work has been so meaningful to me. Because it's as if you step into the miraculous, the marvel of a person's life.
Right. And I'm, you know, it never ceases to amaze me how I'm honored and humbled by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each consultation is like it's a new step because you never know what's coming.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. You're getting a glimpse of an existence and all the details and the way people are feeling in their life.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit more about, you were talking last time when we were on the air, even though it was recorded, you were talking about your Divine Manifestation Project.
Yes, and
let's talk a little bit more about that. I really love that.
I shifted the name after a wonderful discussion I had with Donna Laurent because of our conference. I will be offering, I'm one of the people, like yourself, who will be doing special hours that will be the presenters.
Okay, yeah.
And we shifted the title to a wonderful title, Your Sacred Calling, because that's one of the themes of our conference.
Right.
Your Sacred Calling Through Dynamic Manifestation.
Oh, that's great.
So there are principles. Originally my concept was called Principles of Dynamic Manifestation.
But
we will be calling it Your Sacred Calling. And what I, as I have worked on process with this, what happens is when you use the identifiable motifs for this are gratitude, praise of divinity or praise of the force, or influences of a great nature in your life, and gratitude. Those are the two. And then what makes it a little different is what I call the declarations. And during these declarations, you verbally live the scene of your life in its beauty.
Ooh.
With the attitude that you want in your heart at the time. And during those moments, and this is where it coordinates with the idea of the meditation, meditating on peace. Only you're speaking this, and during those moments, you are in a different frequency. You are elevated. You are living your life in a great deal of spiritual beauty on every level. And as vividly as you want to live that life and speak of it, you do during these declarations in the present. And that is a way to elevate your life completely. When you start and when you finish, you will be in a different place as in terms of your own thoughts. Then we do something, as you know, I don't know if the listeners know, we use something called a grace point to anchor in the loving, anchor in that high frequency. So afterwards, and it was recommended to me, and I have tried it, we use the grace point to anchor that in, that feeling. Should we? Because you will shift out. At first, you'll shift out of the feeling. You'll shift out of the vision. So we anchor it as a reference point to move back in and to expand it until all of life really is in that vision. So that's a little different, and it's repetitive. You would do this every day. You would do this as frequently as you can. If it's 5 days, then it's 5 days. But that is the manifestation, and you will see things forming in your life. Then it's observation to see the effects of your work and to see things forming in your life after a time that begin to reflect this new vibration, which is starting to expand throughout your being.
And one of the things we want to mention is that we want that if you as a listener go to the website of www.akashicrecordconsultantsinternational, you can learn more about the conference that Ellen and I are talking about that's coming up in October. And if you would like to join Akashic Record Consultants International, you can certainly do that on the website. One of the requirements to come to conference, though, is at least a level one workshop. Am I correct in that?
I have to review what it is this year because we have also accepted people who have not been.
But in order for them to do the processes, though, and the work, they can listen to the lectures, but in order for them to do the processes, they would have to know how to open their own records.
Yes.
Unless they were to just journal from their own higher being, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd have to check on what we're doing this year with that.
Yeah, I actually don't know myself, but all that information is on the website for anyone who wants to go and check it out. And and you are going to be speaking, and Rosemary Swanson's going to be speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can. Mary Parker is going to be there. In fact, Mary Parker just, Elena, is going to be on the show next week.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm so excited. For those folks who don't know what I'm talking about, again, go to the ARC website. Again, it's ARC-AkashicRecords.org. And check out Mary Parker. Mary Parker is the founder, and she is all of our original teachers. She learned the work of the records and perfected the work of the records through the Holy Prayer. And so she is actually going to be live on the show next week, and it's the only radio interview that I know of that she's ever done live that we can keep. Is that correct?
That's as far as I know. She's
I don't know that she's ever done. I don't know if she's ever done.
Never a live.
She's never done a live radio show.
I interviewed her for the website and taped my interview, and it was edited for the website.
Yeah, and that interview is up on the website. But to actually talk with her live, I'm very excited about talking with her. I've got a whole bunch of different questions to ask her about this. I can't wait for the listeners to call in and ask her some questions, see how that goes. It's going to be fun. So, okay, so let's get back to the sacred calling. And are you going to be putting together a regular hard copy book of this? Are you going to create workshops with it?
Both.
What are you doing with it?
I would like to I will be creating workshops with it, as well as coming out with a book. And it is my hope that will be out. The earliest it would be next spring, and possibly a year from this fall. So it'll be a while, and right now we're doing seminars with it.
Great. And so people could call you to find out more about when those seminars are going to be put up, is that
the
right?
The first one will be the October seminar, and probably they won't be active seminars till next spring.
Okay, so if anyone would like to know more about this, come to the Akashic Record Consultants International's conference, and we can would love to meet you and talk with you, and you can experience this session with Elena and learn how to create your sacred calling through divine manifestation. Is that right? Did I say that right?
Yes. And the reason I shifted into calling it your sacred calling, not only to keep in line with our theme for the October conference, was that what is shifting for many people, where the energy seems to be, is that the material world is also a sacred world. For eons, the material world was a reflected of a fallen sacred state, unless it had ritual. The rituals elevated the material back into the sacred.
Okay.
That's a religious orientation. It also was a spiritual orientation. What we see in all these books coming out and various videos coming out is that why do you limit the divine force, making it totally abstract, spiritual? Why not infuse it? Why don't we come up? Where is the reality that the material, depending on your consciousness, is at one and totally infused with a sacred life of joy?
Oh.
And that, when you say your sacred calling, it speaks of a level of ethics, vision, and spark an inner spark that is infused into everything, all actions, all material manifestations, thought forms, activities, expressions, all of it, emotional, psychological, that is infused with a recognition that there is sacredness in all of it that can be brought into alignment. And you, and the wealth on every level, not limited through our opinions on the way it ought to be, but through an expanded awareness, an inspirational awareness.
Mm.
So that is the goal, actually, of the book and of the seminar.
Where did you get the inspiration for this, Elena?
I would have to say the Akashic Records.
Yeah. So you were working the records one day, and they talked to you about this. Is that right?
You know, I can't actually answer that question. I don't know where it started. Well, it started from my own desire to see. It would be my desire to see the inspiration in everything.
Uh-huh.
And to inspire to be inspiring to others in everything, in my voice, in my actions, in my words, in my deeds, and to see the light of God in all of creation. That would be my desire. That's the desire, the umbrella over all of this. And in that way, that would filter through every aspect into a totally elevated and abundant state.
That's fabulous. Now, I just want to encourage you folks out there. You've got a wonderful opportunity out here. And that opportunity is to call in and ask Elena a question about her new process, about this wonderful new concept that she's bringing to life through the records. And if you'd like to call in, we only have a few more minutes, but we'll take at least one more call. And that would be in the U.S., 877-876-5227, or if you're in Canada, at 888-815-9756, or if you're out of the country and would like some information, please dial 01. That's our country code, at 530-876-3222. Now, one of the things I just wanted to mention is I'm trying something for the second time. For those people who happen to be listening who have taken an Akashic Record workshop, level one, I'm doing a teleconference, Elena, I'm calling it the Akashic Record level one tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up Tuesday night. So if anybody would like to know more about that, you've had to have taken the workshop, at least the basic level one. So if anybody wants to do that, they could certainly let us know.
I think that's a terrific idea.
Yeah. It's like, well, because I have, you know, people all over the country, as you do, and they want practice sessions, but then there's questions that come up that they don't know how to get answered. So I'm going to get a group of level one folks on the phone. They can ask the questions or email their questions, and we'll do a roundtable discussion. It'll be lots of fun.
That's
coming up on Tuesday evening, so anybody who's interested in that can certainly email me and get some more information on that. After this weekend on July, July 28th and 29th, do you have any other classes set up after that, Elena?
My schedule, I have a very heavy travel schedule, so I don't know when my level two will be. At this point, I'm advising people to go to someone else's level two.
Right.
But we will be, the next seminar will be the big October conference.
Okay, so you're good, but there's no level one there, though.
Pardon?
There's no level one in October.
No, there's not.
No.
So really won't be, it is most likely because of my schedule that my level twos, level ones, and level threes will be in the spring.
Okay. And if anybody else who is interested in taking a level one and can't make it to Elena's or mine on the 28th and 29th, I'm actually going to be in Philadelphia in September, on September 7th, 8th, and 9th. Now I'm doing a level two in Philadelphia. And I'm also in that a level one both in September, and I'm also doing a level one and level two in San Diego at the end of September. So if any of your folks want to come to a level two and they want to go to Philadelphia or San Diego,
mm-hmm.
I've got one going. Or they can also check the website, the ARC website, too. We'll give them information about what classes are coming up for different teachers. So we are coming close to our last few minutes, and I would just love to hear any closing comments that you have that you would like to share, or anything that you would like to ask of the listeners, or anything that you'd like the world to know.
The force that most influences us deep within our being, our psyche, is the inner vital force coming from the soul. And the more tools that we have to open the channels to let that expression come out, be it highly creative, such as in the fine arts, or writing, or in anything that you choose, because it's always present. If the more we have available and cultivate, the more the soul becomes the central theme of our being and works to create balance, peace, and harmony, and a closeness with the Creator or the Force. If that becomes the more central, there's a wonderful new book that just came out, and it's called The Alchemy of the Soul.
Oh, who wrote that?
Arye Maloney, who is a psychotherapist that I have known for some time. He took the records work, but he has approached things through his own disciplines. He's a disciple of Sri Aurobindo.
Okay.
And he makes the point that for psychology to move forward, instead of the balanced ego being the center, it has to shift for the soul being the center.
Right.
And the work with the records, I remember some time ago, one of the people taking the workshop said, you know, this is really about the psychology of the soul.
Yeah.
And as you delve in, from whatever level you're starting, you go deeper and deeper and deeper. And it does not just stay in your journal. We're given more and more tools so that it actually reaches out into the actions of your life. That's what's different.
Yes.
That's what this, what happened with the grid.
Right.
It was different. They gave her instructions to take her revelation into the world. And
now,
that's a big shift in the records work, too. We are reaching out more into the actions of the outer world.
Okay, so I have a question. Do you feel that who do you feel was her contact? She's calling them beings of light. Were they the record keepers of the Akasha? Were they, I mean, in other words, like in relationship to the record keepers and lords of the Akasha, who were the beings that contacted her? Or have you an opinion on that?
They were light beings. They were messengers, if you want to call them angels.
Uh-huh.
When she does mention she goes before a council when she's
right.
dead, that there, I believe she said there were six great beings.
Right.
Uh-huh. That does sound like the Lords of the Records.
It does sound like it.
It does sound that way.
Yeah,
but,
right,
you know,
right.
The question is, because of the nature of the quality of the frequency she's talking about, the goodness of it,
right?
The uplifting quality of it. We know it's a very high being. We know that what she's speaking of is coming from a great deal of compassion. You know, is the naming that important? That's my question.
It's not
yeah. important. I mean, that's what I get, but she's uplifted. She's a transformed person.
Right, exactly. But, you know, the interesting thing about it is people say, well, what's the difference between Akashic record keepers and my guides and like what Shelley accessed? And it's just curious if you had a comment on that.
I do have a comment on it. In terms of personal guides and record keepers, there usually are quite different
right.
qualities to them. The record keepers are... have the type of consciousness that's attuned to working in the light frequency or the essence frequency of the records. They come from a variety of hierarchies that are specifically attuned to working in the records. And they
yeah.
do, they do, different people do tune to different ones, but that is not the same as guides for certain other planes of reality.
Or, yeah, and other vibrations,
different.
Right, exactly.
They're quite different.
Or dimensions. Uh-huh.
And the teachers, there are teachers that may be loved ones who have passed to the other side. That is not the same as working with the Akashic Records. They may guide us for achievement or for love or for various reasons, but the records guides are quite different. The masters, the lords of the records are different. They are golden beings that have a certain frequency to uphold that the work of this inscription in essence and this force through eons of time.
Well, we just this is a subject that I really would love to be able to delve more into with you. So you're just going to have to come back. That's
it. Oh, I hope so. I love to be on this.
You're just going to have to come
Thank
back.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, you're always a pleasure. If, in fact, you ladies and gentlemen would like to get contact with Elena Lieberman or myself, Donna Fox, go to the ARC website at akashicrecords.org, arc-akashicrecords.org. Elena, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, next week Mary Parker is on Akashic Wisdom, and if you go to the ARC website, you will see who she truly is. And after that, you are the guest, and the week after that will be Rosemarie Swanson, President of ARC International. Thank you again so much. We love you all. I want to just close the records for this wonderful work that we're doing right now by saying, may you all find peace. May you all live in joy, and may bliss be your partner. And with that, I close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If
amen.
You will all
amen.
Join me in saying amen.
Amen.
And so it is.
So
Thank
it
you,
is.
Folks. Talk
Thank
to you next
you.
Week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.